The former mayor of New York City may be turning from politics to business. WorldCom is soon to be under new management. A new CEO will be attempting one of history's toughest corporate comebacks, and he may have some help from Rudy Giuliani. In the next few minutes, we'll look at corporate comebacks at WorldCom and elsewhere, and we begin with what appears to be a success story from the recent past. Outgoing IBM chairman Lou Gerstner has written about his efforts to turn around that company in the 1990s. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The cult of the CEO, as some call it, started taking hold several decades ago. U.S. companies were looking to management superstars to salvage their floundering firms. One of the first to gain international prominence was Lee Iacocca. After being elected chairman and CEO of Chrysler in 1979, he was credited with bringing the automaker back from the brink of bankruptcy. Rakesh Khurana, an assistant professor of organizational behavior at Harvard Business School, says until then, most CEOs weren't very well known outside their own industries.
Before the 1980s, CEOs were largely anonymous characters, faceless bureaucrats, the man in the gray flannel suit, if you will, and of very little interest to the public. In the past two decades, though, they've become fabulously well known, especially in the largest, most prominent companies. And they've taken on the role of both superhero and supervillain in many cases. So when a company succeeds, the CEO gets the credit. When it falters, he or she gets the boot.
And that trend has accelerated in recent years. These days, there are CEOs who specialize in turning around large companies. They are expected to take businesses which have been mismanaged for years and make them profitable in as little as 12 to 24 months. In his book on how he turned around IBM, called Who Says Elephants Can't Dance, Gerstner writes that at the time he accepted the top job at IBM, he didn't fully appreciate the challenge he faced rebuilding a company with 300,000 employees and dozens of different business units.
The first day I was scared, but I didn't really know how bad it was or how difficult it was going to be. And I would tell you that 6 months into the job, I was quite concerned about whether I could pull it off.
Gerstner came to IBM from RJ Nabisco. At the time, there were many who wondered what the company was doing, hiring a cookie and cracker executive to run the world's largest technology firm. IBM was awash in red ink. Over the previous 2 years, the company had lost $13 billion and had been forced to cut tens of thousands of jobs. IBM's main business was building and servicing large mainframe computers. At a time, the business world was increasingly moving toward networked PCs. But while many thought IBM had become a dinosaur and should break itself into pieces, Gerstner refused to go along, making the controversial decision to keep the company intact.
The last thing I needed was a whole bunch of individual piece part companies. I already had a bunch of those in the marketplace. The unique thing that IBM could do, the unique thing it brought, was its breadth and its depth, and therefore its ability to integrate, to pull hardware, software, services together and give me a solution.
Jay Alex, head of Alex Partners, knows a thing or two about corporate turnarounds. Among the company's current clients are Kmart, Enron, and WorldCom. He says Gerstner wisely chose to concentrate his efforts on what needed to be done immediately to save IBM, things like making the company more competitive on price and dealing with the entrenched bureaucracy. Alex says by moving to deal with those issues first, rather than focusing on a long-range vision for the company, Gerstner was able to make quick progress.
I think he gets a tremendous amount of credit for what he did. I also think he had a great team around him, which is the mark of a great executive. He picked great people. He put them in strong positions. He gave them great authority. And they did follow his strategy and ultimately his vision for the company. And it's been hugely successful.
And even those who say one person cannot save a company on their own don't dispute the role Lou Gerstner played at IBM. As for Gerstner, he admits had the situation not been so dire, and had those inside the company not bought into his vision for IBM, the outcome may have been very different.
I mean, I honestly believe you don't create real transformation in any institution, academic, government, private sector, if there isn't a crisis that convinces people we better do something different. Staying where we are is going to lead to nothing but failure.
IBM paid Gerstner a lot of money. In his last year at the company, he earned over $100 million. It's not known what he will earn in his new job as chairman of the Carlyle Group Along with his new position, Gerstner, a graduate of Harvard Business School, has also announced plans to return to the classroom. He's been accepted at Cambridge University, where he hopes to study Chinese history and archaeology. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.